Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accidents.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, plenty of high school softball over the weekend. Lots of scores from Saturday. Atlantic defeated St. Edmund by a score of 7-3. Sioux City North downed Atlantic 9-5. Also in Saturday's softball, it was Carroll over Humboldt 10-3. Carroll beat Lisbon 3-0. Abraham Lincoln 4-2 over Glenwood. Creston beat Knoxville 6-0. Earlham downing Underwood 11-0. Earlham beat West Harrison 14-1. It was Griswold shutting out Fremont Mills 10-0. Harlan over Fort Dodge 9-2. Harlan beating North Central Kasu 9-5. Iowa City West over Creston 5-1. Lenox beat Nottoway Valley 13-1. Missouri Valley shutting out East Mills 13-0. Missouri Valley over Stanton 14-0. Otebolt Arthur BCIG over IKM Manning 3-2. Otebolt Arthur BCIG also over Thomas Jefferson 8-2. Panorama beat Sadell 7-3. Pekin over Panorama 18-6. Shenandoah beat East Mills 13-3. Shenandoah over Stanton 8-0. Trainer beat Glenwood 2-0. Underwood over Guthrie Center 15-0. Underwood also beat Audubon 16-4. Villisca over Exira EHK 4-0. Walnut beat Essex 2-1. Walnut over Woodbine 5-4. West Central Valley beat CWL 12-0. West Hancock over West Central Valley 16-4. West Harrison beat Guthrie Center 11-1. And Woodward Granger over Panorama 11-1. In high school baseball on Saturday, it was Cam over Guthrie Center 8-1. South Central Calhoun edging Cam 8-7. Guthrie Center beat Glenn Ralston 12-9. Cherokee Washington over Arweva 3-2. It was Ridgeview over Arweva 1-0. Roland Story beat East Mills 10-4. West Central Valley over Emmitsburg 6-1. And West Central Valley beat West Hancock by a score of 8-7 on Saturday. Well, Florida State eliminated Stony Brook 12-2 in an elimination game at the College World Series in Omaha. Justin Gonzalez and Devin Travis homered to help the Seminoles build an early 9-0 lead against the College World Series first-timers from Long Island. In the nightcap, Arizona blanked UCLA 4-0 as Connor Wade pitched a 5-hit shutout. Arizona pitchers have allowed just one earned run over their last 21 innings. Two more games coming up today at the series in Omaha. The first one is at 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's an elimination game as Florida, the number one overall seed in the tournament, will try to stay alive as they'll face off against Kent State. Then tonight at 8 o'clock, it'll be a winner's bracket matchup as two-time defending champion South Carolina will try to continue their winning ways. The Gamecocks, who have won 22 consecutive college NCAA playoff games, will face off against Arkansas tonight. That's an 8 o'clock first pitch. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Yunesky Betancourt hit a two-run homer with two outs in the 15th inning to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 5-3 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Betancourt had put the Royals ahead in the 14th inning with an RBI double, but closer Jonathan Broxton failed to hold that lead. Down to their last strike in the 9th inning, Billy Butler homered for the Royals to tie the game. Jared Dyson began the 15th inning with a bunt single off St. Louis reliever Eduardo Sanchez. Dyson was sacrificed to second, and after an out, Betancourt hit an 0-1 pitch into the Royals' bullpen for the game winner. Elsewhere in interleague action yesterday, it was Detroit over Colorado 5-0. Pittsburgh beat Cleveland 9-5. Toronto over Philadelphia 6-2. Baltimore beat Atlanta 2-0. Yankees over the Nationals 4-1. Tampa Bay 3-0 over Miami. Minnesota had to go 15 innings, posting a 5-4 win over Milwaukee. Texas down Houston 9-3. The Angels over Arizona 2-0. San Diego 2-1 over Oakland. Dodgers beat the White Sox in 10 innings 2-1. Seattle over San Francisco 2-1. Boston beat the Chicago Cubs by a score of 7-4. One National League game yesterday, it was Cincinnati over the New York Mets by a score of 3-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, the Iowa Cubs beat Albuquerque 3-2. Nashville knocked off the Omaha Storm Chasers by a score of 4-1. Iowa and Omaha both have today off in PCL action. Well, the Washington Nationals have designated reliever Brad Lidge for assignment. The 35-year-old right-hander has struggled since his return June 7th from a hernia. Lidge allowed three runs in Washington's 7-2 loss to the New York Yankees on Friday and was the losing pitcher against New York on Saturday, giving up two runs in the 14th inning in a 5-3 defeat. The Atlanta Braves have placed Brandon Beachy on the 15-day disabled list with a sore right elbow. And that creates an opening in the rotation that will be filled by Jair Jurgens. Beachy leads the major leagues with a 2 earned run average. Jurgens, a 2011 All-Star, was sent down in April and will be recalled from Gwinnett to make Beachy's next scheduled start Friday at Boston. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Webb Simpson closed with a 2-under par 68 to win a fog-shrouded final round at the Olympic Club to capture the 112th U.S. Open for his first major title. Simpson, whose previous best finish in a major was a tie for 14th at last year's U.S. Open, won the war of attrition on the final round and finished 1-over for the tournament. He rallied from 4 shots down on the final day of tough scoring at the Open. Third-round co-leader Graham McDowell and Michael Thompson tied for second, 1 shot back of Simpson. Jim Furyk was in the hunt until a bogey on the final hole as he finished 2 shots back of Simpson. Halfway co-leader Tiger Woods had a long weekend as he bogeyed his first 3 holes and 5 of his first 6 during a round of 3-over par 73 on Sunday. He finished 7-over for the tournament, shooting 75 and then 73 on the weekend. He finished tied for 21st, but said afterward there were a lot of positives to take from the Open, insisting that he was hitting the ball very well. Former Masters champion Charles Schwartzel is taking a month off after the U.S. Open because of a nagging rib injury. Schwartzel has withdrawn from the Travelers Championships next week in Hartford, Connecticut, and the South African does not plan to play again until the British Open at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's, which is scheduled for mid-July. Well, it's advantage Miami Heat right now in the NBA Finals. LeBron James scored 29 points and had 14 rebounds while the Heat rallied from a 10-point second-half deficit to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 91-85 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals to take a 2-1 series lead. Dwayne Wade scored 25 and Chris Bosh added 10 for Miami. Kevin Durant scored 25 points, Russell Westbrook added 19, and Kendrick Perkins finished with 10 points and 12 rebounds for the Thunder, who were just 15 of 24 from the foul line. Game 4 is set for Tuesday night in Miami. Game 5 will be Thursday night. That's also on the Heat's home floor. Iowa basketball fans can get their summer fix beginning tonight when the Primetime League begins in Iowa City. It's the 26th year for the Summer League, which features current, future, and former Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa City attorney Randy Larson is commissioner of the league and says as coach Fran McCaffrey builds depth on the Iowa roster, the Primetime League also benefits.
I know when he signed a recruiting class, it was a great one a year ago. He said, well, now we've got some people competing. And now with these 5 coming in, there's really going to be competition, and it starts this summer. You think Aaron White doesn't want to show Jared Utoff who's boss? You think Melton Basabi doesn't want to get his job back? You think McCabe and White and Basabi all don't want to show Adam Woodbury that there's no room in that starting lineup for a new center? I mean, they welcome them as teammates, but there's a lot of big guys on this team.
Larson says the league prides itself on offering quality competition and not just glorified pickup games.
We try to encourage the coaches to actually coach the fundamentals. So we want them to play the way we want them to play, which is make the extra pass, always run back on defense, talk through the screens, talk on defense, execute the game plan that you're trying to execute without the benefit of practices, and play with the golden rule in mind. Be the kind of teammate you want your teammates to be for you.
Larson says after tonight's games, the games will be played on Sunday nights through the end of July and finish up on Tuesday, July 24th. The Game Time League for women begins Wednesday night and will have games on Monday and Wednesday beginning next week. Larson says that league will feature players from Iowa and UNI.
The last 3 years for UNI have been the 3 most winningest years as a cumulative 3-year record in UNI women's basketball history. So Tanya Warren's doing a great job. You know what a great job Lisa Bluter's done, making the NCAA tournament 4 years in a row, finishing the top 3 of the Big Ten 4 years in a row. So come out and see those Iowa women on Wednesdays and Mondays as well this summer.
Lots of basketball here over the summer months. In racing, Dale Earnhardt Jr. ended a 143-race winless streak in NASCAR's top division when he took the checkered flag at the Michigan International Speedway. Earnhardt's win came almost exactly 4 years to the day after his last trip to Victory Lane in a cup race. That also was in Michigan on June 15th of 2008. Earnhardt pulled away over the final 25 laps of the 400-mile race and crossed the finish line well ahead of Tony Stewart. A LaDainian Tomlinson is retiring after 11 NFL seasons. He was the NFL MVP in 2006 and is the fifth leading rusher in league history. The Chargers say Tomlinson will re-sign with the team today and then announce his retirement. He turns 33 on Saturday. Tomlinson was drafted in the first round by San Diego in 2001 and spent the first 9 years of his career with the Chargers. He wore a New York Jets uniform the past two seasons. Tomlinson finishes his career with 13,684 yards rushing and 145 touchdowns. Now, the registration deadline for adult and youth basketball competition at next month's Iowa Games is approaching. Iowa Games spokesman Corey Kennedy says the final deadline is coming up next Monday, June 25th.
Adult basketball is on the same weekend as our youth basketball. I mean, it used to not be, but we decided to move it all together and make it one big tournament. And our adult men's basketball is one of our more competitive tournaments, one of our more competitive events that we offer in the games.
Kennedy says more than 70 sports are being offered by the Iowa Games, and the registration deadlines vary depending upon the sport.
The best way to find out a sport deadline is go to iowagames.org, click on the You Can Be an Athlete banner, and then you'll see a full listing of all of our sports, anything from, you know, archery to wrestling. We got everything. We're still looking for that Z sport, but if you're interested in any of our sports, team, individual, check that out at iowagames.org, and all the information is there. And even if you want registration information, you can always call us too at 888-777-8881.
The competition for youth and adult basketball will be held the weekend of July 13th through the 15th in Ames. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.